Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. The Shiur and Perek Chelek are sponsored Lui Nishmas Arbi Akashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Vov. The Gemara with Beis brings that Mibrei Bano Shel Haman Limdu Toira B'Bnei Brak. The descendants of Haman and Rasha taught Toira B'Bnei Brak. Now there's a question here that many of the Mefarshim discuss. Is that we find in the Mechilto, in Parshas Beshach, towards the end of Parshas Beshach, it speaks of B'Inyan V'Molik. The Mechilta says, "Ablezer Oimer Nishba Hamokoyim Bekisei Hakovet Shloi, Shim Yovo Yechod Mikol Umasoid Nizgaya Shizkablu." Shmuel promised that a Shvuah, anybody from any nation, can come and do a Gerus. VaAmalek Uleveisoy Loi Kablu. But if comes any Amaleki, they will not accept his Gerus. And the Mesh goes on to say that that's what happened with David the Melech. That David the Melech came to him somebody and says he's Amaleki. So not only he didn't accept him, but he killed him. So the Chor, the Mechilta is teaching us that there's no Geirus, there's no Geirun that come from Amalek. If so, how could it be the Bnei Banav Shel Haman? We know Haman HaRasha was an Amaleki. If he was Amaleki, how could it be that his descendants were Melam de Toiro, meaning they were Jewish? One of the Mefarshim that speaks about this in length is the Yad David. And the Yad David brings a few answers. Answer number one is that maybe our Gemara argues on the Mechilta. And because this is a Braisa, the Braisa can argue the Mechilta, and the Rambam, he says, did not bring the Mechilta. That means Upaska is like our Gemara. Another answer that he brings, and it's an answer is brought down in a few others for him, that even though we don't accept Kiev from Amalek, that's the Chatchila. But if somehow Amalek did become a Ger, let's say they didn't know he was Amaleki, or he was able to do it in a base they didn't know the Halacha, so then once he's already a Ger, he's a Ger. This answer is also brought down in the Emek Bracha. The problem with this answer is where the Mechilta itself says that David HaMelech killed the son of a Ger from Amalek. So the Emek Bracha says, talking theory, that David HaMelech did not believe this person, he was a son of a Ger. The third answer of the Yad David is, it's not Bnei Banov, even though the Gemara says Bnei Banov, it doesn't mean literally the descendants through his boys. It could be Mibnei Bnoisov, that one of the daughters of Haman had a relationship with a guy from another ummah. And by goyim, you go based on the male, based on the zohar, so he doesn't have deva amaleki, and the child was able to do a gerus. And this is also the answer of Yosef Engel in his Gilyon Yashas and Gittin Daf Zayin with base, says the same answer. Mahalach number four of the Yad David is that the amaleki had a relationship with a Jewish woman. So then the boy that was born is a yid. You go based on the mother. So even though he's coming from Amaleki, he doesn't have a din of Amalek. And even if you hold the one who comes to Abbas Yisrael, he doesn't have a din of a Jew, but he still will accept him to be a Ger. He won't have a din like Amaleki, they won't accept him. And this is the answer that Ratzadik HaKoyin brings in a few of his farm. The final answer of the Adovid is that once Sarchev came in Bilbil HaUmois, we don't know who's Amaleki, so we accept all Goyim. The Gemara tells us we should know that it happened to be in this mixture there was somebody who was a grandchild of Haman, and from him came someone who milamater berabim, but it wasn't done knowing that he's coming from Amalek. The Avni Nezer in Archaim Simen Tav Kovchet, he says that when do we say that you don't accept an Amaleki? It's only as long as he's fighting Am Yisrael, meaning that he has his mindset is against Am Yisrael. You're not going to accept it because he probably will still continue to try to fight Am Yisrael even after he becomes a Ger. But if you know for a fact that he is going to accept, he's accepting Am Yisrael, and he will join Am Yisrael Be'achno, he says that's B'sh'as Kibush, where Am Yisrael conquers them, and they have to give taxes and all that. So then you could accept them. It's only it's not a din that you're not accepting Amalek. You're not accepting the one who's acting like Amaleki. And finally, the last answer we'll discuss here is the Shem Shmuel, who says the Chushan Purim Tafe Shainei, that we're not talking about an Amaleki Mamish that is coming to do a Gerus. That we don't accept. That's only when the body is of Amalek. The Amaleki is also is the Neshama of Amalek, meaning the Nefesh that comes from Amalek. When their Nefesh is Megulgal in a different body, then he could accept this Amaleki to Am Yisrael. And he goes on to explain the reason why it's really a punishment for Amalek. That they took the Kedusha, turned into Tumo. So that's why when the Ger comes, once the Tumo turned into Kedusha, we don't allow it to Amaleki. That's only if he comes with his body. If it's a Gilgul of his Nefesh that went from one Amaleki to another Umo, so then we don't have a problem to Mekabel that Nitzos Neshamo into Am Yisrael. When it says Bnei Bonav Shalom, the new Torah, Barabim, it doesn't mean literally his descendants. It means the Nitzaitzos of that Nefashos that came from Ammon, they came, they were teaching Torah in Am Yisrael. These are some of the Terutzim that are answered in this question. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.